The Ukrainian capital could fall within 72 hours. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. That's the prediction from the Joint Chiefs chairman, according to multiple congressional sources who spoke to Fox News.
70% of Russia's forces are now in place to launch a full-scale invasion of Ukraine, an invasion likely to cause thousands of casualties, including 5 to 25,000 Ukrainian troops killed, 4,000 Russian troops killed, or an estimated 25 to up to 50,000 civilians killed, along with making 5 million refugees.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv as a way to reassure NATO allies, U.S. forces have started arriving in Poland. A show of solidarity between the U.S. and Germany as the German chancellor heads to Washington this week.
The U.S., Germany, and other NATO allies are preparing potential sanctions should Russia invade, a package that could include the Nord Stream 2 pipeline constructed to carry Russian natural gas to Germany.
Fox's Jared Halpern, since Germany relies on Russian resources, some U.S. lawmakers believe the country is not doing enough to thwart Russian aggression. Manhunt over in Virginia, where police say a murder suspect is in custody following a shooting at a hookah lounge near the campus of Virginia Tech. One person was killed, four others were wounded, including a student who underwent surgery.
The shooting bringing back painful memories nearly 15 years ago when Virginia Tech was the site of the deadliest school shooting in history, an undergraduate student killing 32 people, injuring 17 others.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. At least two suspects are being sought in New York City after an off-duty NYPD cop was shot in the foot yesterday. The officer is in stable condition. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
Opposition to COVID-19 mandates has truck drivers in Canada's capital, where they raised lots of money before GoFundMe cut them off.
The crowdfunding site GoFundMe says they took down the fundraiser supporting the so-called Freedom Convoy of Canadian truckers because the website only supports peaceful protests. GoFundMe says the Freedom Convoy had turned into an unlawful occupation of downtown Ottawa, Canada's capital city. The fundraising site said law enforcement provided police reports proving there was violence and other unlawful activity taking place.
Fox's Brian Yenis. GoFundMe says all donations will be refunded. Separately, a man behind the wheel of an SUV was arrested Friday after police say he struck demonstrators at the Freedom Convoy, injuring four people. Another appeal is in the works over school mask mandates. An Illinois judge has ruled that Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker overstepped his legal authority with a mask mandate. Pritzker believes without it, a surge in COVID-19 cases could force schools to close. In Virginia, Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin is appealing a ruling that blocked an executive order that would have allowed parents to opt out of the mask mandate. Podcaster Joe Rogan, who issued an apology last week over accusations of COVID-19 misinformation, is saying sorry again.
The apology was issued on Instagram after a montage surfaced of Rogan repeatedly using the N-word on his podcast over many years. Rogan saying this was the most regretful and shameful thing he's ever had to talk about publicly.
Fox's Kevin Yaretsky. As she marks 70 years on the throne, Britain's Queen Elizabeth is speaking publicly about the future of the royal family. The Queen offered her support to have the Duchess of Cornwall become Queen Camilla when Prince Charles becomes king. Pam Husso, Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.